Vasu, hi.
Yeah, hello. Vanakkam, Mariam.
Yeah. You were here for the cyclone?
Yes, I was there.
So how it was?
I thought it is the rain. It's not a rain. It's only the wind is too much. It's little, first of all, I say a little bit hot. Then some people said it is moving towards the Andhra Pradesh. And after I'm seeing it's a little, it's coming violent. What to do? And then slightly it will be rain. I was standing here, then it comes to the wind, it bring the sand, I think. I can't stand it, then I went to home. It was 6:30. After it started again, 7. Time is going on. After it will cool down, come down, it's again it started. And 8, 9 o'clock, very hardly.
Yeah. We are in the Repa community, yeah?
Yes.
So, all the houses are still there, or any of them cyclone did destroy?
We have the very good strong fencing. Yeah. It was very good. Now it is gone. Yeah. It's given to help for us. When it tsunami there, that time it was very good protection, the fencing. Now the cyclone, the fencing demolished, and then it affected all the hut.
Yeah.
We have several hut is fell down.
But that because of erosion, yeah?
It is not erosion, it's cyclone.
But there were some huts fall down also before there.
Before there is one hut, it is not, the balcony one there broken.
Oh.
Not full hut is broken. And then cyclone only it's broken, everything. Not only the hut, our livelihood is we lost. Yeah. When it's broken, we lost everything.
Were you afraid?
I am not afraid because I am coming from originally fisherman community. I know that I never seen this cyclone like this. My parents have said it's 50 years ago it comes like this.
It was strong like that?
Yeah. It never comes to the Pondicherry in Kodal this side.
Mm-hmm.
It always in Andhra Pradesh, mm-hmm. Nagapattinam, Kanyakumari. Not here. It's never came here. This is the first time here.
After 50 years?
Yeah, 50 years.
So you were not afraid because many people were afraid?
No, I'm not afraid.
Mm.
My feeling is how I'm going to live. I like this place. I don't want to go anywhere. Till I'm die, I must here. I like it. But my house is finished.
So
with me, I'm not alone. My daughter was there with me.
Was she afraid?
No.
She was not afraid?
She's not afraid. She's asleep. She's kindergarten kid. Horrible kid. Horrible kids always have his confidence. Very much.
So you have any idea what to do now? How to restore?
No idea. We are waiting for anybody will help. Mother has to decide.
Mm.
Not to me.
But if you could, what you would do first?
I wanted to make the place again. It would be useful for the horrible guest, outside people. This place remained. It's a mother gives the name is Repo. It is Repo, that means rest. It's remained. It should not be
destroyed.
Natural always make the destroy, but we have to save the place.
Okay.
Somebody will help. I don't know who is.
You got faith in Mother?
Yes, sure.
That's good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mommy!
Baga, good morning.
Good morning, Miriam.
Nice, we are in Repo. Yeah, it's really nice, but it's not a nice occasion.
At least it is with a good result, yeah.
Let's hope so.
Mm-hmm.
You were here for the cyclone, yeah?
Yeah.
So how it felt?
Well, it was a cyclone. I think only in 72 I remember one that strong. The one 3 years back was strong, but this one was still stronger.
That was stronger.
From what I feel. No.
You were afraid?
You know, I'm not really afraid anymore. I mean, I don't think the house itself is so easy to dismantle, even by a strong wind. So my worst fear was that the glass panels blocking the rain from entering fully inside the house would break.
They broke?
Yeah. And then everything. So it became a swimming pool anyway, but because at some point during the night there must have been some big waves in the dark. You didn't see anything, no, anyway. But in the morning, I was surprised that there was so much water, you know, that couldn't be just the rain. And then I noticed there was a bit of mud.
Uh-oh. So it was a wave coming.
So it was coming from the sea. The sea had gone in strongly at some point. That's all.
Yeah, the forecast was some really big waves, like 5 meters and up. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they had foreseen. Yeah, they were telling, and that you will come. And there is a piece of wood on my terrace up there, which I don't know how it landed there because it's a floated, you know, one of the floated things.
Maybe a good thing that it was night, yeah, because otherwise if you would see it coming, it would be probably kind of scary.
So, you know, I was with some, it was here was a little refugees camp because two guests, I had informed everybody that, you know, there was this forecast and there was a strong warning and that most of the other residents had told me they were not staying on.
They left, yeah.
Voilà. So, So, except Vasu. so our cell phones were working, so as long as we could from time to time make sure the other one was okay, it was nice. And after also the cell phones collapsed, with the towers. But you see, I was too busy to really be afraid also, because I had to look after those two young guys. Whose hut had collapsed. And luckily, in the afternoon, I told them, if ever something goes really bad during the night, just come and knock at my door, and I'll find some room for you.
Sure.
Voilà, so.
But in the morning, when you get up, anyhow, the problem, because of beach erosion, is already existing, because there were some pleas for a long time, did Orville find any solution for that?
I think we have the solutions, the ideal solutions. But the problem is when you have to get both governments, the Tamil Nadu one and the one which is the culprit actually, the government of Tamil Nadu. Please don't put that. because the main reason is that port which they built in Pondicherry, not following the advice of the environmentalists already at that time, and now all the sands that should be coming here, replenishing as usual, you know, the beaches on this side of the coast, it's all blocked behind Pondy's port. So, and the beach is disappearing here because it is not being replenished the normal
as
way.
As normally,
voilà. So, and everything is ready, all the material, the equipment, even the money has been given to the Pondy government.
So it's enough money to do this?
Also to have the sand shifted back on this coast. But it's not happening because nobody cares.
But is our rural communities was also fishermen villages? People don't care about their own people. The government doesn't care about their own people.
In that case, not, because it's two different. Pondy is one government.
Yeah.
It is one different state, no, and Tamil Nadu is a different one. So the Pondy government doesn't care what happens on the coast of Tamil Nadu, even if it is entirely because of their mistake.
But as far as I know, there was Pondicen and those people came to show how we could do it.
Yes.
So nothing
no,
came
I have
out of
followed
that.
Do you see the problem? Even in France, it is exactly as stupid as here, and I believe in all countries it is like that. you go for 7 months to see the Minister mm-hmm. of Environment, mm-hmm. and then when he has fully understood that he's ready to take action, etc., they shift it to another minister. You see, and it becomes minister of whatever, which has nothing to do with environment. I find that totally crazy, the way the ministers are
so
shifted from one
spend
thing
another,
to
another time.
And then a new person comes in as minister of environment, and you have to start
explain
the work all over again. So which is what we are doing now. We are approaching the new lady. Mm. But and then you have the time in between, you see, when there is nobody really in charge of environment in that case. So it's quite crazy the way these things go.
But now it's a really critical situation because mm-hmm. of Cyclone Tain.
And Jaya Lalita, the new head minister, I don't uh-huh. know, state minister in Tamil Nadu, elected recently. Mm. It was, I remember, one of the things she promised kind of immediately, you see, mm. that groins, what they call groins, those kind of, I don't know the English names for these things, but it goes straight inside the sea.
It's like a pier. It's like a pier.
Yeah, that's right. Pier is the correct word. But in this case, it is not built really for boats or something. But to locally stop this erosion process.
But they built one at next to Kuwait, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But the erosion is still happening on Kuwait mm-hmm. side.
So yeah, but because you see, it has to be on both sides, that's what mm-hmm. I understand. Mm-hmm. Oh. And voila. So when... And then the problem also, it's only a temporary, it's a local kind of solution between inverted commas. All it does is push the problem further down the coast.
It doesn't stop...
Only real solution mm-hmm. would be for that port to be at least, reconstructed, some aspects of it mm-hmm. Redesigned so mm-hmm. that it doesn't have these kind of consequences. So then the whole coast would be saved, you see?
Yeah.
And to make sure that in the future other ports along the coast don't get built, also in the completely wrong way.
Mm. What will happen with Udaipur now?
I have no idea. You ask directly the Divine Mother.
You think it's possible?
If she knows.
You think it's possible to sanate it enough to be a living place? Because now, this morning, I saw many villagers come in looking for the things, trying to mm-hmm. take whatever it's
mm-hmm.
there.
No, this is why we need to have our fence back also, and to have people in the houses. But everybody makes a choice they feel is better for, in their case. So I cannot... When a place seems to be abandoned, mm-hmm. this is also when people come in, etc., and have bad ideas like that, trying to steal things and all. When the place is still full of the normal inhabitants, you see,
they won't come.
Not so easily, mm-hmm. and not with the feeling that there is nobody around, so anyway, what does it matter? Mm. At least that's.
Mm-hmm. Vasu said you need the fence first, yeah?
I think that is the first step. Also, a lot of cleanup already has come. Mm-hmm. And during the day, at least some of my neighbors have come back mm-hmm. and have been cleaning, etc. But centrally, the place still looks empty.
Yeah.
Well, it is already much better than mm-hmm. the first day. The first morning after the cyclone. Also, the workers are doing quite a lot to help in all ways. But and then you have all the politics, you see, with the village. I'll share. It so happened that I realized that only in the last 10, 15 years. At the beginning, nobody in the villages was suspecting how useful for tourism and whatnot all these lands directly on the beach would become. So that now I think most of the lands are Oroville property, mm-hmm. which is good for us, but that means for quite a stretch of land, they can have their own guest houses or whatever, only in the back. Mm-hmm. You see, they cannot offer really sea view like we can. Voilà. And
they're angry about that?
So I personally, I would welcome the idea that perhaps some lands which are not really used by Oroville could be now for the village. Yeah, I think that would be fair. It seems to me.
So let me clear something out. So mm-hmm. all the beach is Oroville land?
I would not be affirmative like this, you mm-hmm. see. At least on this... and also they have not the villagers, they have not developed something of their own. I am waiting, you know, since so many years. This is the only place mm-hmm. where people can wash themselves, etc. What does the tourism department of Tamil Nadu is waiting for to establish something similar, you see, mm-hmm. of their own. Because all this time also it has been Oroville providing some beach guards to for the safety of the people. Now we have only beach guards for
the
patrolling
community.
On the sand itself, nobody in the water. But I mean, it has been only Oroville making any effort to provide a place, at least for
accommodate
its own
the
people.
Tourists, yeah, normally.
Voilà, with some equipment and facilities, beach model. But why it is not done also in just a simple similar way by the Tamil Nadu tourism department?
Maybe they really expected that we were going to do it for them.
Yeah.
Strange, yeah.
Because there are the drunkards, etc., who come here simply to look at the ladies, but there are also more and more families. You see, people in India wake up to the real joy of the sea, and entire families come and like to play in the water a little, to you know, and it's good because mostly Indian people they. Except for the fishermen, they just don't go near the beach and they don't...
But they don't know how to swim, as far
No, exactly. Yeah. But they don't know how to swim also because there is no interest. You see, it's a vicious circle like that. So I really hope in the future the coast develops in a balanced manner, mm-hmm. you know, not that it becomes a huge Goa style thing. Because in a way I'm happy to see these families and the youth who don't
running
come
around,
just with a cell phone to take pictures
yeah.
But those who come to play ball, you know, to have fun playing kabaddi, it's nice, you know.
Yeah.
Have them in the open air and really enjoying the beach in normal ways. So how it will happen, let's see, you know.
Let's hope for the best, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Mark.